Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're going to be reading some from the scriptures in the book of Hebrews again today. And also, I have a piece of literature that I've written a few years ago called Here I Am. And the reason that we're reading these pieces of literature on tape now is because they have been responsible for winning many souls. And there are a lot of people that are not able to read as much as they would like to, but they sometimes are in their automobiles and they can't read in there. Their time is limited, so it's very good to have these tapes so that people that are unable to read, they can't see very well, they can hear these messages that have won millions of souls in the world. They can hear them. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. But right now I'd like to go to the throne of the Lord, and you are invited to come up there with me to ask the Lord to anoint inwardly everybody, and then also to pour out his outward anointing on me, that everything that is done on this message, every part of this will be something of an experience to you in the Holy Spirit, that you will be able to experience some wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's Word, that your soul will be strengthened if you're a member of the body of Christ, and that you who are not yet enlightened, that it will enlighten your spirit, your mind, and soul, that your soul may be saved. And Father, I ask that you lead me in this way, that every word that is from the throne penetrate every human being that hears it in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. So we have some letters today and some responses on the phone, I believe. Okay,
yes.
Let's hear the response on the phone.
It's a witnessing line call from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A man named Anthony called to request your message tapes. He hears the radio program every morning. He gets up at 4 a.m. just to hear it because he knows that everything you say is the truth and you tell it like no one else does.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, like when the Lord, who is the truth, said, come with me, they didn't say that they had to help their father mend the nets or to continue collecting taxes or that they had something to do first. They immediately dropped their nets. Matthew left the tax table and immediately followed the truth. And if the truth is important to you in this world of lies, then you'll be up at 4 o'clock in the morning or wherever, whenever it is, and you'll make it possible to listen to these radio broadcasts because these radio broadcasts are directed right from the throne of God. These are messages from the Bible, right from the throne of God in the Spirit. And some people recognize that. Many of them do. As I said, we get many letters, but just think, here in the United States and throughout the world now, we're on the air. You don't have to listen to the or read the tracks if you had a hard time reading, but you can listen to the radio broadcasts, and also, free of charge, you can send for the literature, or you could send for these tapes if you are not able to listen to the radio at all the time. And then you have a letter here, a couple of them. Where's the first one from, please?
From Creole, Mexico.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Alamo, greetings and our thanks be to Christ and your organization. Please give all of your wonderful people a heartfelt thanks for all their labor in Christ our Lord. Your article, God Has No Mother, printed in Spanish, is giving the clear message to the masses of Mexico that their worship of Mary, the Queen of Heaven, is an abomination to Christ and can never wash away their sins and restore them to the Father.
Right. Mary is not deity. We have written many things on that. You can order those pieces of literature, and we'll get to reading them on the air as well. Then what?
Many of them in our area of Creole, Mexico, have gone to their knees in fear and repentance. They are now helping to spread the word. Many more, due to their work and your generous giving, will have the true light shine upon them. They will either accept the light or prefer to continue to live in darkness. For those that repent, we welcome as brothers and sisters in Christ. For those who continue to live in darkness, we are innocent, and their blood be upon their own hands. Pastor Lamo, you are truly a great person, and our words could never express our gratitude for your efforts and labor in Christ's vineyard. If possible, we need 5,000 more God Has No Mother printed in Spanish. We need all the Spanish Bibles you can spare. Please understand we are also investing virtually our entire salaries, time, and labor to spread the gospel in Mexico. We do not have your talent or resources, but what we do have is being given to Christ. We have divested ourselves of homes, retirement, and all other worldly false riches to join with you in this labor of love towards our Mexican brethren. Creole is approximately 400 miles southwest of El Paso, Texas. Unemployment is almost 100%, with the majority of the population living in abject poverty with hunger, disease, and hopelessness as their constant companions. The geography surrounding Creole is the Copper Canyon and is home to the Tarahumara Indians. The Tarahumara are destitute of daily food and clothing. We are attempting to feed as many of them as possible while providing them with your literature and Bibles. If you have the resources to assist in the purchase of beans and sorghum, it would be deeply appreciated.
I've already heard this, haven't I? And I've told them to send them some money, lots of money. Amen? Because we do have the resources for sure to buy frijoles and also sorghum. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The Catholic Mafia is stronger than ever in Mexico, and the people working there to spread the gospel of Christ are putting their necks on the line each and every day. We have witnessed with our own eyes and heard with our own ears the pleas of the naked and hungry as they lay upon the steps of the Catholic churches in Mexico, only to be turned away empty-handed both of physical and spiritual food, while the Catholic priests eat sumptuously, wear the finest of clothes, drink fine wine, and smoke expensive cigars. Keep us in your prayers as we confront this force of darkness, Wayne and Connie Grimes.
Well, praise the Lord. The way to combat that is to just keep distributing the literature, and you are a member of the body of Christ, and the Lord told me exactly how much to send you. And when you run low, make sure you call on us, because you will not have to crawl on our steps. All you need to do is say the word. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord at this time told me to send you $1,500, and I believe that's already taken place. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what? Some people, it's a lot more, but I want to see what happens with this $1,500. The Lord told me that's the amount. All right, then what?
The next letter's from Lusaka, Zambia, Central Africa.
See, you know the work of the Lord is a giving work. We're not a taking work. And if you want to participate paid in it, you will give too. And we don't care if you would like to give the money to this person or any other person that is in need. We will gladly give you their address and how to send money to them. And because if you don't, we will. Yeah, we could use a lot more. But if you mistrust me, you can just, I'll give you the address and how to send the money to them. Amen?
Amen?
And you can communicate with them personally. All right, then what?
The next letter from Lusaka, Zambia, Africa. Calvary greetings to you, man of God. I am a Zambian citizen, age 20, an evangelist by calling. I was trained at a local Bible school, but I think I need to learn more. First and foremost, I would like to thank God for the good works that you are doing to save the lives of the people. I thank God for the heart that you have for the people, especially the lost souls. I am coming from the background where they don't believe in God but witchcraft. I served in witchcraft from my tender age until I realized that what I was doing was bad. I had no option but to give my life to Jesus Christ. After giving my life to Jesus Christ, I discovered that there are a lot of people who are going through the same, bound in chains of Satan. I am the only born again in the family, insomuch that they are all against me. But, Pastor, when I read your magazine from one of my friends, I was so touched that I am not the same person I was before. There is a lot to do in our country because the Word of God is limited in such a way that it is not being preached in remote areas. I had time to ask some men of God why they don't go to such areas. They gave me the negative answers that they cannot preach to such areas because there are a lot of witches in remote areas.
Oh, and you're supposed to be bold. You're supposed to resist the devil. You're not supposed to be afraid of the devil. The devil, the Bible says, trembles even at the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so just use the name of Jesus and go into those areas like we do. We've always been in the... got into the heart of the most wicked places. All right, then what?
I felt bad that I cried because I have the heart for people who are bound because that's the way I was living and God set me free. So, Pastor, I need help from you who have more experience in attending to such people.
Those are the kind of people that the Lord came to save. Amen?
Amen.
For those that were bound by the devil, to set the captives free. Then what?
I want to reach the unreached. I don't care whether they are witches. I am ready for anything, for the souls. I want to see many coming to Jesus Christ. I want you to be my mentor who can help me to reach out to the people and speak the right thing at the right time. I need to be trained by you, Pastor. Please do what you can do for me. I am young, but I have the great zeal for the lost souls. I have a burning in my heart for the lost souls. I need so much to be at your college. Pastor, if you help me as your spiritual son in Christ, you will never regret it. I tell you, Pastor, with all my heart, your response to this letter will be highly appreciated. Your son in Christ, Evangelist Gideon from Lusaka, Zambia, Central Africa.
Okay, well, the university or college that we have is the Holy Spirit. And if you're here, you'll learn to walk by the Holy Spirit. It is not any formal thing. Like, I noticed that when I was... reading some of the literature coming from religious universities, that they give you maybe a half a dozen, three, four to a half dozen or ten different interpretations of what the scriptures mean. And our Bible tells us that there's only one interpretation of the Bible, that it means exactly what it says. There's no private interpretation of the Bible. Come and we will teach you and show you where it says these things in the Word, and to stay away from theological seminaries. Some people think that sounds so good to enter one of them, but those seminaries will cause people to lose faith because you don't know what to believe after you've been in one of those. But I teach the Bible in the Spirit, and that way you can't go wrong. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so Sharon, you want to come here and read again Hebrews 4:1 before we get in to Here I Am.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Okay, now the believer's rest is in a perfect work of redemption. That's how you rest, is when you're perfectly redeemed, when you have become matured and you know for sure that you're in God's rest, that you have... So the person that is a believer in the Lord is only able to rest in a perfect work of redemption. Now that tells you that there is a work for the redeemed to do. The Lord tells us that he's going to judge us by our works. Now read the verse 9.
There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
So the believer is kept in a perfect rest by power. The only way that you're able to stay into the rest or Sabbath of the Lord is by God's power. Now, the Bible says God's grace, but grace means power. To stay in God's Sabbath or rest is only possible by power and God's power. Now, the Bible states that Jesus is the wisdom and power of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so we're only able to stay in God's rest by being in God's power. Or the Bible says grace, and it says power also. But we must, in other words, be in Christ. And Christ must be in us. So being in Christ is being in His Word. Now let's go to the 6th chapter of Hebrews, where we can show you the Bible warns us in this chapter very much. Read chapter 6, verses 1, and we'll go down to at least verse 6.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection.
Yeah. In other words, preliminary training, we go through boot camp, and so we have to get out of boot camp and we have to start walking in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
That's what that's saying. Read it again.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
That doesn't mean to completely forget about them, but it just says to move on into a higher place in the Lord. So we leave there, the boot camp. Then what?
Let us go on unto perfection.
So let's go to perfection. Now, why is it that the ministers are saying that we can't be perfect when the believers is kept in perfect rest by power? Okay? It's because when they say that they cannot be perfect, it's because they don't have God's power. They don't have Christ's power. They're not in Christ. Right?
Right.
Because it says here that we must be perfect. Amen?
Amen.
And so we can only be perfect if we're at rest with the Lord. So the believer is kept in perfect rest or Sabbath by power. Whose power? Whose power?
Christ's power.
Right. It isn't by our power. Amen?
Amen.
And we must be in the Lord's power. And that's the only way that we're able to be kept perfect. And the only way we can be perfect is to be resting from our labors. To be in the Sabbath, in rest with the Lord. We're no longer slaves of the works of sin and Satan in the world, but we're kept in perfection by power, by being in Christ. Okay, so we have to enter into His rest or His Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then go ahead.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works.
No, because you can't keep repenting from the dead works that you did in the world. You have to come stop you that kind of work, as God stopped His work creating the world and the heavens, and enter into His rest. Because your works, you have to forget about your old life and stop saying, well, this is me. This is the way I am. Well, we're not to be the way we are. We must be as Christ is. We have to rest in Him, in His Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
And of faith toward God.
Okay. The dead works, and so we come in by faith, and now we're saved, and then what? Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yes.
Of the doctrine of baptisms. And
yeah, and we get baptized, and we go on from there, because we're baptized in water, and then we're baptized in to His Sabbath, His rest. Jesus says, come and follow me. All you who are heavy laden, come to me, and I will give you rest for your souls. Because if you're in me, then you have this perfect rest. The believer is kept in perfect rest or Sabbath by God's power. Amen?
Amen.
By being in Christ. Christ is the power and wisdom of God. Without Christ, God has no wisdom or power. Why? Because Christ is the power and the wisdom of God. And who also is Christ? Christ is the Word of God. So naturally, the Word of God is power. It's sharp and more powerful than any two-edged sword. Amen?
Amen.
And is even able to cut into the marrow, dividing the marrow and the bone. Amen?
Amen.
He gets right down into the marrow of your bones when you read it. Amen? And your bones will not be dry any longer. But you have the power of God in your bones to be able to do all things in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus, in His rest, in His Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
So, in other words, we are no longer doing the work, our own work, because when we stand before the judgment bar of God, the Lord, we would say then, have we not done this great and mighty work in Thy name? That's the problem. You did it, but the Lord wants to live in you and through you so that it is Him who is doing the work. And it is His power that we're able to do that. I can't speak unless it's the Lord speaking through me. I have nothing good to say unless it's the Lord speaking through me. And that's and when I pray to the Lord for Him to speak through me, He does. And that's how these souls are getting saved all over the world. It's been happening for 41 years now. And I intend, if I live 41 more years, that the Lord will do that again. And the Lord told me I will live 40 more years. 20 more if I start eating the right things and stay away from all the wrong things to eat. He told me to stay away from all dairy. All beef and, of course, pork. And, boy, I tell you, I feel so much better since I stopped doing, since I started obeying what He said. I just rest in Him. When He tells me to do something, I don't wrestle with Him about it. I just say, all right, Lord, praise the Lord. I rest in Your wisdom and Your power and Your knowledge. And therefore, I can breathe better now. And I'm not worried about having a sudden heart attack. And if I do, because of my obedience to the Lord, I know I'm already in Him. I'm resting. I'm Sabbathing in Him. And I have the power. God's power comes in me to speak to you about the things, not of this world, but of the world to come. Sometimes the Lord has me tell you what's going on in the world because of the things that He stated would be happening in the world in His Word. And to show you how close we are to the end of time. And we're very close to the end of time. The Lord is standing right at the door. All right, then continue on, please.
And of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead.
Yeah, these are all the things that we learn when we first become a believer in the Word of God, because we see those things. But then eventually, after reading the Word of God, you know, the Lord wants us to, in every aspect, to just rest in Him continuously. It's very, it takes some time for people to get used to resting in the Lord or Sabbathing in Him, because they're so used to being led away by every wind of doctrine and by everything in the world that they seem to have liked in their old life. But there's no entering the kingdom of heaven living the old life. There's some things that the Lord has told me to do that I didn't think were right, but when I did what He said, I know that He is right, so I did what He said, and it was just amazing what happened when I did it. Okay, then what?
And of eternal judgment. Verse 3, and this will
there's going to be judgment. That's just a basic fundamental thing that we know, because the law states that if we're sinners, if we even if we profess Christ and then we fall back into sin, then the law is going to judge us, because the law is for the lawless. Now, the law is to be kept. And if we don't keep the law, then we have fallen away from power. Because if you're in Christ, Sabbathing in Christ, resting in Him, and you have this perfect rest because you have God's power, when you have God's power, Christ, then it's impossible to sin. And when the Bible says that it's impossible for you to fall away, if you're in Christ, if you're resting in Him and in the Sabbath, yes, that's true. But the people that are the false prophets are sort of twisting those scriptures to mean that once you merely say a prayer, that you can sin all you want, and that you're still going to, that you haven't fallen away from God's power. If you're not keeping, if you're not resting in the Lord, you're not able to do what the Lord says to do. If you were doing what the Lord says to do, the world would not be in the condition that it is today. So, but the Bible clearly states that if you fall away from grace or power of God, then there remains no more repentance for you. There's no more sacrifice. Continue on, please.
3, and this will we do if God permits.
Yeah, if the Lord permits, all right, and He will. Then what?
Verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, verse 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come.
And the powers of the word to come. Now, this power you experience, and we are able to stay in incredibly, we're kept in perfect peace, in perfect rest, in perfect Sabbath, by power, by God's power. Read that again, by power, the power.
And the powers of the world to come.
And have tasted the powers of the world to come. We won't just be tasting the power in the world to come, but we have to have tasted that power in this world today. And if you have never been baptized by the baptism in the Holy Spirit, then you don't have power. Because ye shall have power, the Lord says to His disciples, after the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And that's why there's so many people that are in denominations and they don't have any power. Because they never sought the power. They're told that it doesn't exist any longer. That there is no baptism of the Holy Spirit, but that it was for the people in the early church on the day of Pentecost. But it tells later on that Cornelius, the Gentiles, were baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And I know I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and almost everyone I know has been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we spoke in tongues. And I know that there are some people that fake speaking in tongues, but, you know, I see them on television, and they're not supposed to be speaking in tongues on television, because the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. And the Bible, the Apostle Paul tells us not to do that unless there be an interpreter. And people like to make it look as though they're holy. I see some people that are not holy, and they do that in front of people to make themselves look holy. But I know that they don't have power, because they're doing something that the Lord tells you not to do, and that's disobedience. And disobedience is the same as witchcraft, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's read that last sentence again and then go right into the next one.
And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. 6, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance.
Right, so they say that you cannot fall away from the Lord. But it says if you fall away, that it will be unable to bring you back to repentance, because Christ died once, and that's it. He's not going to come and die for you again. And then Christ Himself in the book of Revelation tells us that if we're not resting in Him, and it takes zeal to rest in Him, we have to make ourselves, make our will be in the rest of the Lord. We have to fight to keep ourselves clean from the world. It's a fight because there's all sorts of temptations and so many distractions that you have to fight and keep yourself down in order to stay at rest in the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
But if you do fall away, if you decide, well, we can still sin as these false prophets tell you, and God's power is not able to make us more than conquerors, which is contrary to the word again, and that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, they say, no, no one is perfect. When the Bible plainly tells us, we read it, that the believer rests in a perfect, is kept perfect by the work of righteousness. Amen?
Amen?
And what is the work of righteousness? Is the work to redeem people to the Lord. And people are not going to get saved if they see that you're not living a saved life, a redeemed life. You're no testimony to any people in the world or in the church. But the believer is kept perfect, in perfect rest, in perfect Sabbath, by power. Okay, now read the one again, and the one after that.
Okay. And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame.
Do you think that if you have tasted the power of God and then you deliberately want to leave this power, you know that you have the power to never sin again, and then you deliberately walk out of God's rest and his Sabbath and go back out into the world, that you're going to be able to, after you've trampled the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ afresh and put him out to open shame, that you're going to make it into the kingdom of heaven? What you're doing is believing a lie. Satan has deceived you. Satan has people here on earth. He lives by his spirit in many people, and they're preaching these false things, and you're believing them. But you're hearing the real, the true word of God right now. So read that statement again, even the line before that.
Okay.
The verse before it. And read it rapidly.
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame.
Okay, read the next line.
Verse 7, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed.
Well, you may be asking, why is the Lord talking about this, the word of God? It's just saying that God pours out his goodness on everybody. They get to eat and drink his water and the different things that the Lord gives everyone to eat. But some of it brings forth thorns and thistles. Amen?
Amen.
And thorns and thistles cannot get into the kingdom of heaven. So here, the same word is being preached to everyone in the world, and the same salvation is open to everyone in the world, but some people prefer to be thorns and thistles, even though they're drinking in the word of God, which is spirit, and it's symbolized by the water. They're hearing the word, the meat of God, the bread of life, and drinking the water of life. They see it, but they will not enter into God's rest, and therefore they're unable to do the work of God because they have not the power. They're not in God's Sabbath, his rest. Because those that are of the Lord, the believer who really believes has a perfect life in the life of walking in the commandments of the Lord, which means that you're out to redeem people, a perfect work of redemption to save souls. And if you've never thought of even doing that, or you don't do that, you're not saved. If your breath goes out of your body, you're going to be immediately slung into hell, and then later the lake of fire. So think about those things, because this is Bible I'm teaching you. Then what?
For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God.
Yeah, everybody's receiving blessings from God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, the rain and the sunshine and the food and everything. Then what?
8, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected.
Right, because some people receive the Lord and worship Him for being so good to them and for having died for them and giving them life and power if they come in and rest. And power if they come in and Sabbath with Him. Then what?
And is nigh unto cursing.
Yeah, because they'd prefer to not come unto the Lord. Those are symbolized here by thorns and what?
Briars.
And briars. Now you're either a person who is resting in the Lord, you're a believer, and you're doing the resting in the perfect work of redemption. The true believer rests. And how does he rest in Sabbath? He rests in Sabbath in a perfect work of redemption. He's in the Lord. He's resting in His Sabbath with Him. And just letting the Lord use him as a instrument to win souls. And how is that possible? Because the believer is kept in perfect rest and Sabbath by power. You and I don't have any power to preach the gospel or teach, nor do we have any power to withstand all the devil's wiles, the fiery darts of this satanic world government and people who are infested with the spirit of Satan. We don't have the power to resist it. But in God's perfect rest, we have power. Power more than enough to be conquerors over it. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, continue on, please.
Whose end is to be burned?
But see, it says that you were once believer, but now your end is to be burned. And in 2 Thessalonians, it tells us that before the Lord comes back, there'll be a great falling away. And then I read some of these study Bibles. The reason I'm bringing this is because I was just looking at a study Bible. They say it's impossible for people to fall away, but you just heard from God's Word that if they fall away, it's impossible for them to be what?
Restored
unto salvation, because Christ died once. Then what?
Verse 9, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Verse 10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister.
Right, you ministered to the saints and you minister also to the unbelievers, because you're kept. You're resting in a perfect work of preaching the gospel to the church and to those that are lost. Now, this is the Bible. Now, if you want to still believe your false prophet, whoever you've been listening to and tithing to, well, that's you are free moral agent. You can do that. But woe unto you if you do it. Now we're going to get into the message. I thought we already brought a message, but now this is as much of the piece of literature that I've written years ago excuse me, here I am. And here I am. All right, now I have the sisters Reed and sometimes brothers, because I don't see well enough to read fast enough. If I was reading, you might fall asleep. When you hear me talking, I'm certainly not reading, because I cannot read as fast as I talk. All right, then go ahead.
Nothing is more necessary, more important for the people of the world than for them to immediately rush into the best nuclear bomb shelter in the universe. That is, for them to hurry into the Spirit of God, the body of Christ, where everyone is safe, secure, happy, and at peace with God.
Right, the Lord, if we're in Lord's rest, that's the best bomb shelter. There's a lot of people making a lot of money building bomb shelters, but they won't keep you at all. But the best bomb shelter is the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I thought that was very cute of me that the Lord gave me that to write a while ago. Okay, then what?
There they can be totally free from all terrorism, nuclear bombs, germ or bacteria warfare, bullets, guns, tanks, flamethrowers, or other physical threats Rome is instigating and backing in the world, as well as from the subversive Vaticanites who have infiltrated much of our government in order to sabotage it and to declare war against its citizens. They are blaming what they are doing on others. The Word of God states that there is no condemnation to those who walk after the Holy Spirit.
Yes, those they can't be walking after the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is power, unless you're at rest and in Sabbath with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So you say, how do I walk by the Holy Spirit? Just get into the rest with the Lord. Don't worry about it. He'll do the rest. Amen?
Amen.
And you'll be resting too. All right, then what?
If you are not born again of the Spirit, you can't be free from worry over the things the news media, the propagandists, are currently telling you that you must fear. Satan's people want you to fear Satan rather than God. But the wisest man in the world said, quote, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man," unquote.
That was King Solomon in book of Ecclesiastes. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. God's commandment to everyone is, quote, "You must be born again of the Spirit," unquote. That was John chapter 3, verses 5 and 7.
Yeah, you must be baptized into the Lord's rest and Sabbath. You must be born again of the Spirit and in the water. You must be in the Spirit. The water is symbolized here again, is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. You must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Then what? And baptized in water also. Then what?
Your sins must be washed away in His blood. And after this, you must be led directly by the Holy Spirit throughout every day until the day you die.
Right, and that's simply by resting in the Sabbath. You're following the Lord. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden," and I believe everyone in the world is heavy laden now. And He says, "And I will give you rest for your souls. Just come on in, and you'll be free from fear of death. You'll be free from all these assassins, terrorists, disease, everything. So just come on into the Lord and be free." Those whom the Lord sets free are free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The devil and all his people are losers. When they die, they go to hell and stay there throughout eternity, which never ends.
Right. They go to hell, and then death and hell is flung into the lake of fire. Later. Then what?
When we who are saved, born again of the Spirit, and led directly by the Holy Spirit die, we go to heaven and we stay there for eternity. So nothing is more necessary, more important to the life of a Christian than for him to be led directly by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, to be in the rest of the Lord, because if you're led by the Spirit, that it can only be accomplished when you're at rest in the Sabbath with the Lord. There's no other way that you can be led by. That's being led by the Spirit. First steps first. Come unto me. And you must come unto Him, and He'll give you Sabbath. That's the first step. Amen?
Amen.
After salvation. Well, He gives you salvation and rest at the same time. Then what?
It is being led directly by the Holy Spirit that keeps the Christian man in a continuous spiritual walk with the Lord. being led directly by the Spirit, will deliver him from the power of the flesh and give him the power to obey God's will always. Being led directly by the Spirit will deliver him from the fierce attacks of Satan.
Yeah, but if you leave the power, just as the sixth chapter of Hebrews states, then there'll be no more repentance for you. So you must fight to keep your will to be the will of God. Because there's so many satanic seducing spirits that want you, your will, to be the will of the world, sin, Satan in the world. And if you're not doing the will of the Lord, if you're not resting in Him, that is sin. If you're not being led by the Spirit, then you're being led by your flesh. By the spirit of the flesh, which is Satan. Then what?
It is mandatory that we understand the operation of the inner man, our newly regenerated spirit. The moment we receive the Spirit of God within our spirit, we must immediately begin walking, worshiping, and serving God with our spirit, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Right, and that isn't hard to do if we're resting or Sabbathing in the Lord. It's not a work that is a hard work. He says, my work is easy and light. When he says, my yoke is easy and light, that means my work, the work that I do and will have you doing, is easy and light, because you don't even have to think about it. You just have to do what I tell you. Amen?
Amen.
And the Spirit does talk. If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't be hearing these messages now. So this is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Then what?
It is necessary that we do this always, every second, every minute, and every hour of every day. In this world, we must never relax or lay down our cross. We must always be mindful of our inward man, our spirit.
Yeah, as far as when I'm talking about relaxing, it's a very relaxing thing to be at rest and at peace and in Sabbath with the Lord. But we must never rest to be resting and Sabbathing. Amen?
Amen.
Because the devil wants you to go to work for him, but the Lord wants you to rest in him. And so we're never to relax our will to where it will do our own will. Okay, that's what I mean by that statement. All right? We must do, or make it a project of ours to just do the will of the Lord. And after a while, it just becomes as natural as breathing. Then what else?
We must train ourselves to be vigilant and steadfast to the danger, the peril of not walking in the Spirit. Remember, walking in the Spirit is the most necessary thing a human can do to maintain a Christian life. The most dangerous thing a person can do is to walk without being led directly by the Holy Spirit. The most dangerous, perilous thing a person could ever do is to completely reject the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. That is to fall away from power, from rest. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that amazing how that in the Lord's realm, a power is resting in the Lord, Sabbathing. But out in the world, it's work, trabajo, arbeiten, work with your manos, your brazos, your arms and your hands. But in the Lord's work, we may do work, but it's Him doing it. Amen?
Amen.
You won't realize that or know that until you're resting in the Lord. That's where the power comes from. Okay, then, and they say, easy. My yoke is easy and light. Okay, what else?
Learning the Bible is mandatory, a must. Many people study the Bible for intellectual purposes only.
No, but what the Christian believer reads the Bible to know the Lord. Because how can we love Him if we don't know Him? You can't love somebody you don't know. Amen?
Amen.
I have to, the more I study the Bible, the more I love the Lord, because I love the way He is. I couldn't love a Casper Milk Toast God that would just go for anything I'd want to do. Why, I mean, that's easy to do that. Amen?
Amen.
I want somebody that wants me to have the will to do His will. Because I see so many people that don't do His will, and they're cruel and mean, and they actually persecute people for doing God's will. And they kill them, and they put them in prison on false charges. and they just don't do anything. Many of them just are watching pornography. Many of them are just drinking and taking drugs and watching violence and partaking in violence and many other things. And that's why there's so many diseases. The Bible tells about this as a sign of the end time. Pestilence, all types of pestilences. And people would even, one of the pestilences the Bible talks about is that 1/4 of the world would be killed by animals. And we see that most of the diseases today are coming from animals, and that's why the Lord warned me not to eat anything or from animals. Right? The Japanese people never used to die or have cancer. When they started eating cows, dead cows, they started dying, which is like everyone here in the United States does. They catch cancer just like we do now, in great proportions, because they really like to eat beef. All right, then what else? And the Lord says, don't do it. That's mad cow disease. Now we've got the bird flu and the monkey. What came into this country from the monkey? And if you eat swine, it's the same. That's an abomination. Okay, and all dairy products. I don't eat them anymore because the Lord told me not to. Okay, then what?
But only knowing what the Bible says intellectually is not at all enough. If we become content with spiritual knowledge alone and place little or no value upon walking with or being led directly by the Holy Spirit, Jesus will tell us on the day of judgment, quote, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, unquote. Matthew chapter 7, verse 23. Receiving counsel from those who have been led directly by the Holy Spirit for years is extremely helpful for new converts as well as everyone else. However, nothing in this world is more important than a Christian spirit being led directly by the Spirit of God moment by moment on a daily basis. Paul was directly contacted by Jesus when he was on the road to Damascus with the intention of killing born-again Christians. His life was fearfully and immediately changed from carnal to spiritual. Jesus made a believer out of him. From that day forth, he began being led directly by the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament prophet Amos testified, quote, I was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, quote, go prophesy to my people Israel, unquote. Amos chapter 7, verses 14 through 15, original Greek. The word of God came to Amos and changed his carnal life to a spiritual life, a life led directly by the Holy Spirit. Before the Lord Jesus spoke directly to me in a Beverly Hills office, I was no prophet or prophet's son either. I was considered a giant of a marketing expert and a man familiar with every worldly thing. I was a carnal man, a man most ignorant to the things of the Spirit, and I was miserable and cold. The fear of God came upon me in a moment of time. All it took was one moment, and my entire life instantly changed. The things of the world immediately became abhorrent, disgusting, and stupid to me, and I began being led directly by the Spirit of God. Nothing could be more satisfying, more splendid, more gratifying, more rewarding, more fulfilling, more blessed, more sacrificing, and more loving than this, which is the keeping of God's commandments. Since then, I have been led directly by the Holy Spirit all day long, every day. This began in 1964. After Paul's initial experience with Jesus of Nazareth on the road to Damascus, Paul said he did not confer, quote, with flesh and blood, meaning any human, unquote. Neither did Amos nor myself. He stated, quote, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, unquote. Galatians chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. This was because he didn't need to. He was being led directly by the Holy Spirit. God was teaching him directly by the Holy Spirit, telling him what to say, what to do, and what to write. Paul wasn't receiving or preaching hand-me-down messages which had been taught or preached by someone else. God was speaking directly to him, just as he did with Adam, Seth, Jared, Enoch, Noah, the writer of the book of Jasher, Moses, the prophets, and every true born-again disciple led directly by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide every Spirit-filled believer. He will guide their every movement and every word they speak if their desire is to let Him be the Lord of their lives. Jesus said, quote, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth."
So he means, he says, if you love me, in other words, if you're resting with me, Sabbathing with me, then what? Then I will what?
I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Live with you forever. Then what?
Even the Spirit of truth. He shall be in you. Unquote. Quote, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Unquote. Quote, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Unquote. John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17, and verse 26, chapter 16, verse 13. Here Jesus is teaching us that every Spirit-filled believer keeping the commandments shall be led directly by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was directly teaching Paul that he would preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, as well as teaching him all the things he wanted him to write, which is approximately two-thirds of the entire New Testament.
The Lord, when he spoke to me first, he says, I get up on your feet and tell the people in this office, and now I know the entire world, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. And that was that's my ministry, and that's what I'm still telling you. And I also, the Lord has wanted me to tell you that you must be perfect in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, and perfection comes by doing. The believer rests in a perfect, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, work of redemption. And you can be redeemed right now. I see our time is up today, and we're going to continue with part two of Here I Am, Lord. Say, here I am, Lord. I'm ready to be redeemed, and I'm ready to rest and have peace that passes understanding by saying just a simple prayer to the Lord and meaning it with all your heart. Come to me, all ye that are heavy laden. You're troubled, you're worried, you're afraid, and I'll give you rest for your soul. Say this prayer to the Lord now. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me and answered me, and I know I'm saved. Now just raise your hands up and thank the Lord and praise him. And be sure to tune in tomorrow. Read your Bible. Start out. If there are any questions you have about going on in the Lord, advancing, I'm here. Here I am. Amen. And so, until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Keep praising him. Amen.